All right, diving right in today, we're taking a close look at Vermont education. Specifically, pulling out the biggest points from the latest 802 ed.
Absolutely.
Now, we know you, our listeners, school leaders across the state, are busy.
Very busy.
So we're cutting to the chase, giving you the real need-to-know info from this issue.
We've gone through it all so you don't have to, trying to find the stuff that'll actually make a difference in your schools, day-to-day and the big picture.
This issue covers a lot.
It does. A lot of ground.
So think of this as your cheat sheet to the latest shifts, the discussions everyone's having about Vermont schools.
Yeah. What's really shaping the landscape right now?
We're going to hit funding, obviously policy, legal updates that your HR department will want to know about.
And... oh, and some pretty interesting things happening on the ground, schools and communities across the state.
Okay. Well, let's just jump right in with funding, right? That's always top of mind.
Always.
The New York Times had this piece about the U.S. Department of Education. They might be withholding Title I funds from states that haven't shut down these DEI programs.
Right, right. Big implications there.
Huge. So if you're, you know, if you're leading a school with a lot of students from lower income families, you know how crucial Title I is. It's like the backbone for a lot of the support those students get.
Yeah, absolutely. It's targeted support, right? For the students who need it most. Extra help, resources.
That's, right. So if that funding's pulled, what are we looking at? What happens in our Vermont schools?
Well, for a school leader, it goes way beyond just a line in the budget.
Well, for sure.
You're suddenly having to make tough choices, staffing, programs for those vulnerable students, maybe even cutting back on the overall level of support you can offer.
That would force a real reevaluation of priorities.
It would, at every level, local level especially.
And then on top of that, VT Digger's reporting on Governor Scott, he's really dug in on this whole education funding transformation thing and changing how schools are governed, too.
Right.
Even saying the legislative session might have to go longer to get a new system in place this year. So for you school leaders, trying to plan, trying to budget.
It's a lot of uncertainty.
It's like the ground shifting under your feet.
Constantly. You're trying to make long-term plans and the rules could change any minute.
Exactly. And then, you know, add to that Chalkbeat's reporting that those pandemic relief funds, those extensions.
Oh, yeah.
Gone. The U.S. Department of Education says no more.
No more extensions.
And we all know how much schools have been relying on that money. I mean, for everything.
Yeah.
Staffing, technology, helping students catch up.
It was essential.
It really was. So now that's expiring, putting even more pressure on budgets that are already stretched thin.
And if you take a step back, look at the big picture, it's kind of like a perfect storm, right? Uncertainty with Title I, maybe a whole overhaul of state funding, and now the federal relief drying up.
Yeah.
So Vermont school leaders really have to be proactive, explore every single funding avenue, get creative, maybe think about partnerships, sharing services.
Really got to make the most of every dollar.
Every single one.
Okay, so shifting gears a bit, we've got some legal and HR stuff to think about. K-12 Dive highlighted this federal court decision, Tudor v. Whitehall Central School District.
Right. Interesting one.
It basically says PTSD can be considered a disability under the ADA.
Americans with Disabilities Act.
Exactly. So that means schools might be legally required to offer reasonable accommodations. You know, things like short breaks throughout the day for teachers dealing with PTSD.
This is a big one for HR.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, how you support your teachers, your staff, their well-being.
It's a huge shift. We have to recognize and accommodate mental health conditions, just like any other disability. So school leaders need to go back, look at their HR policies, make sure they're up to date, in line with this new interpretation of the ADA.
And beyond the legal side, and it also makes you think about the school environment, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Creating a culture where teachers feel comfortable enough to, you know, actually say they need help. And then actually getting those accommodations.
Right. How do we build that kind of supportive environment? And then there's the practical side, too. How do you actually make those accommodations work?
Yeah. Daily school schedule. Making sure it's fair for all staff.
Yeah. Lots to consider there.
Definitely. And on a kind of related note, school administrator had this advice piece about how to leave a leadership role well.
Mm.
It's not breaking news or anything, but it's a good reminder, right, for anyone in a leadership position to be thinking ahead about how to make that transition smooth.
Yeah.
For everyone.
Yeah, when you leave, you want to make sure things continue running smoothly. Students, staff, the whole community. Set your successor up for success.
Right. It's about that lasting impact, even after you're gone.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's bring it back to Vermont.
On turf.
802 Ed had this really interesting piece from Vermont Public about career and technical education centers.
CTE.
Yeah. They're growing so fast.
Yeah.
And getting really competitive.
Apparently, some of them are harder to get into than UVM now.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
That's pretty wild.
It is. It's great, though. It really shows how valuable those skilled trades are becoming.
And the demand is definitely there.
But it also raises the question, for all the other schools out there, how are we preparing students for these different paths?
Right, right. It's not just about college anymore.
Not at all. So if you're leading a comprehensive high school, you got to be looking at this.
You do.
Are your CTE offerings strong enough? Do you have good partnerships with these centers? Are you actually giving students clear pathways to these opportunities?
It's a changing landscape.
It is. And yeah. Of course, not all the news is, you know, purely positive.
Right.
The Burlington Free Press covered this community forum in Chittenden County. People were voicing some serious concerns about the governor's education reform ideas.
Yeah, there's pushback.
There is. And we're not taking sides here, but we do need to acknowledge those concerns. They're out there. People are talking about them.
It's part of the conversation.
It is. So school leaders need to be aware of these conversations, understand the different viewpoints, and be ready to engage in those discussions in their own communities.
Because it's about more than just the policy itself. It's about how those changes affect real people, real communities.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And how do you, as a leader, how do you handle that? How do you make sure everyone's voice is heard?
Big question, especially during times of big change.
Right. And then another thing that popped up in 802 Ed, initially reported by the Times Argus, there was talk about the Starbase program closing down.
STEM program.
Yeah. And the 802 Ed editor even mentioned how valuable it is. So initially, it was a big concern, you know, losing this great resource for STEM education. But then there was an update.
Oh, good.
Seems they got some limited federal funding, so they're going to stay open for now.
That's good news.
It is.
Yeah.
For folks who really value that hands-on STEM learning.
It really shows, though, how fragile some of these programs are, especially when they rely on grants.
Yeah, they're constantly fighting for funding. Makes you realize how important it is to have diverse funding sources for anything you really want to keep going.
Absolutely. Can't put all your eggs in one basket.
And sticking with potential challenges here in Vermont, VT Digger had this report about measles vaccination rates.
Oh, wow.
Kind of troubling. They even broke it down by school and childcare program.
Wow, that's specific.
It is. And it's crucial information for school leaders. You know, when you're planning for health and safety, understanding where the vulnerabilities are.
Right. Really important for planning.
It is. And it's a good reminder to prioritize public health in our schools. As leaders, you can use this data to talk to parents. Work with your local health officials. Make sure your school's protocols are solid.
Proactive. Gotta be proactive.
Okay, now let's zoom out a bit. 802 Ed also touched on some broader ideas, things that could be useful for, you know, leadership in general.
The big picture.
Exactly. They mentioned this BBC research about how to change minds. Right. And it made me think that's a skill every school leader needs, whether you're working with teachers, parents, the community. Being able to communicate effectively, navigate different viewpoints.
Essential skill, absolutely, because you're going to encounter resistance, different opinions, and you got to know how to handle those conversations.
Right, and the Education Commission of the States, they're pushing for mental health literacy training.
For educators.
Yeah, short but impactful.
Yeah.
It ties back into that whole teacher well-being thing,
yeah.
But it's also about giving every educator the tools to recognize when a student's struggling.
Right, and how to respond. Because it's connected, isn't it? The well-being of the staff and the students.
For sure. And when teachers have that training, they can create a more supportive environment. Maybe even catch things early.
Early intervention is key. Absolutely.
Then we've got the technology piece.
Yeah.
Education Week had this article about using AI to, like, supercharge math education.
Mm. AI. It's everywhere now.
It is. And this is just the beginning. But think about the potential. It could save teachers so much time and offer students more personalized ways to learn math.
Yeah, and it's not just some far-off thing anymore. It's happening now. We have to be thoughtful about it, of course, but AI could really change the game.
Definitely. And speaking of professional growth, Education Week also pointed out some popular professional development methods.
For educators.
Right. So if you're a leader, thinking about your staff's development,
it's worth checking out, seeing what's working in other places.
Steal some good ideas.
Exactly, because professional development, that's how you keep your school moving forward.
And then in the Heads Up Vermont section, they had these little snippets.
Yeah.
About what other states are doing.
always interesting to see what's happening elsewhere.
Newark Public Schools did this Teen Mental Health Summit.
Showing that this is a priority everywhere.
It really is.
Yeah.
In Louisiana, they tried a new approach to teaching English.
Hmm.
And apparently their passing rates on the state assessments went way up.
Wow. That's impressive.
It is. And Maryland's trying to recruit those laid-off federal workers into education.
Oh, interesting.
Right. So it's always good to see what other folks are trying.
Yeah.
It might spark some ideas.
It might. You never know. It could work in Vermont.
Exactly. Adapt and adopt.
Right.
Yeah.
And then finally, just a few quick hits from the community section.
Right.
They had this reader survey question about using computers and phones for homework.
Oh, that's a hot topic.
It is. Lots of different opinions on that one.
For sure. And it's good to see those different perspectives. As a leader, you need to know what your community is thinking.
Absolutely. And then the VPLA, the Vermont Principals Association, listed a bunch of job openings.
The job market.
Seems like there are a lot of leadership opportunities out there right now.
You have your sense of the landscape, who's hiring, what kind of roles are open.
Yeah. And then there was a shout out to Sarah Mnuchin. She just got her administrator's license.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, it's nice to see those little celebrations. Builds that sense of community. It does. Makes you feel like you're all in it together.
And a couple of potential opportunities. The Vermont Department of Health has this grant for nutritional education services.
Oh, that's good.
And Burlington School District is looking for proposals for an immigrant student conference. So some good stuff happening there.
Always good to keep an eye out for those kinds of things. Funding opportunities, yeah. Ways to engage with your community.
Right. And speaking of community, the State Board of Education is looking for a student representative.
Oh, that's fantastic. Student voice is so important.
It really is. And at the highest levels of decision making, that's great.
It is. Getting that student perspective is crucial.
And then just a couple of federal updates. The U.S. Department of Education changed their FERPA policy.
FERPA, Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act.
That's the one. They say it's about empowering parents when it comes to student data privacy and, you know, ideologies in schools.
Big topic these days.
It is. So school leaders definitely need to be aware of that. Data handling, communication with parents, all that.
Absolutely. Transparency is key.
Okay. And then congrats to Jill Briggs Campbell, the new Deputy Secretary of the Agency of Education.
Oh, right. New leadership.
Yeah. It's always important to know who's in those key positions.
It is. Because it can mean new priorities, new directions for education in the state.
And lastly, a couple more things to keep on your radar. The National Museum of American History, they've put together these classroom resources about financial literacy.
Financial literacy, important topic.
So important.
Yeah.
And they're using, like, world culture objects to teach it.
Oh, wow. That's creative.
Right. Makes it engaging, cross-curricular. And then the Vermont legislature is looking at this bill. That would require a national search for any new Secretary of Education.
Interesting.
So lots going on.
Lots of moving parts.
It really does feel like Vermont education is having a moment, you know, on the national stage.
It does. And that's not always a bad thing. It means people are paying attention.
Exactly. Okay, so that was our whirlwind tour of the latest from 802 Ed.
A lot to digest.
There is. But hopefully it gives you a good overview of what's happening in Vermont education and what it all means for you as a school leader.
The key takeaways.
We always encourage you to think about how this stuff will play out in your own schools and in your own leadership.
Because that's where the rubber meets the road.
It is. And on that note, here's something to ponder. Given all this change, all these challenges, how do you see your role as a leader?
Good question.
Not just in handling the day-to-day, but in actually shaping the future of learning for your students. For your community. It's a constant process, right? Learning, adapting, leading.
And it never ends.
It really doesn't.